It is always interesting, Lotto. I know you like to do this in terms of looking at the best and fairest. It's a reasonable reflection of where the side is at. So last night it was Lachie Whitfield and Nick Haynes who shared the GWS best and fairest award. I think it's the Kevin Sheedy medal, isn't it? Harry Perryman was third. Hopper and Kelly tied for fourth. Brett Daniels was in sixth. Green, De Boer equal seventh. Aidan Corr was ninth. And the captain, Stephen Canelio, was 10th. Last year's winner was Tim Taranto, but he didn't feature because of injury this year. What do you make of it?
Well, the good sign for them is that the players who want to leave, Zach Williams, Jeremy Cameron, Jai Caldwell, Jackson Hatley, Aidan Corr and Langdon, only Corr is in there, and he came 9th in the best and fairest. So it's not as if they got a great output from those players who are leaving. So that's the positive. Tom Green looks like he's going to be a really good player for the Giants. He's not in the top 10. Timmy Taranto, you think, would hit back hard, but you know, there's a bit of noise around Tim, and he's out of contract at the end of next year. But where I'm a bit concerned is Jackson Hatley, pick 14 in 2018, and Jai Caldwell, pick 11 in 2018, Cornsy. They've both requested that they'd like to leave, Hatley to Adelaide, Caldwell to Essendon. That's just like, again, they should be stars next year, those two. Coming into their third year of AFL football, you should be saying, okay, can one of you be pushing for top five or six in our best and fairest next season? And yet they're leaving, and you have to start all over again with kids at the same picks, potential worst picks, you'd probably say, as first-year players. So that's a big concern for mine. But, yeah, Whitfield, Haynes, quality players, all Australians. Perryman, you know, breakout year. Hopper can improve. Kelly didn't have a great year. Daniels had a good year. Green can improve. De Boer's at the end, and Canelio, well, big question marks on Steve, and so yeah, I can't see them hitting back hard next year, Corns. It's sort of hard to know where they'll fit next season.
Yeah, it is. They've still got enough quality on their list, and if they're fit, they can be competitive. But do they have the pieces, and is the atmosphere right to do what Richmond has done? Probably not. Stephen Silvani's been big on, with the free agency move of Jeremy Cameron, they have to get players in. So he doesn't think the picks are going to help the Giants. He wants the experienced players in, and he's spoken about De Conning as part of that and the player that he would go for. And also, I think, you know, players like Radigalia as well. Jeremy Cameron was second last season in the Giants' best and fairest, not in the top 10, as you said, after playing all 17 games. And it's an issue for them with Hatley, because he was pick 14 in 2018. He's now out of contract. They're not going to get that back. So they're not going to get a first-round pick for Jackson Hatley, considering that Adelaide have the potential to walk him through to the preseason draft because they finished last and have the issue to do that.
Can I just say on them, do you reckon there'll ever be a time where players are saying, I want to go there? You hope that one day will come, but as I said, just keep leaving. They're losing all these players, and Braden Proust is the only one at this point in time that has said, I'd like to go to the GWS Giants. So again, it's just going to be kids and guys maybe looking for an opportunity. But
It's challenging, and that's where that extra living allowance, I think you can make a case for that at both Sydney clubs. You know, just speaking to my brother who played there for a couple of years and coached there, he loved the club. Like the people, he couldn't speak highly enough of it. But just little things like, you know, having to get up at 5 in the morning to beat the traffic to training, like sitting in traffic for hours on the way home. Now, these seem like little things, but when you're from, you know, Adelaide or you're from Victoria or wherever you're from, they're big things. When you're doing it every day and you're sitting in traffic for an hour, when in Adelaide everything's, you know, 10, 15 minutes away, or you can go to Gold Coast and the players have all experienced what that's been like this year, that lifestyle, and that is a massive factor for players, which is why they start behind the eight ball, I think. Both Sydney clubs do, certainly, and in particular GWS with their location.